Welcome into I'll Just Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. I'm Brad.
And I'm Kara, and this is our 30-day results show.
Woo! We made it through our first 30 days.
Of the whole 30.
Of the whole 30 and just
this journey.
Doing this journey in general.
Yeah.
Which when we started, I don't always stick with these type of things, so I wasn't sure if I'd see it through, honestly.
That should be heard as, I have never stuck with this sort of thing for more than a week.
I've stuck with them before. Some that we have done in the past with other friends I stuck with for a little bit.
Money was an incentive.
True. On my own accord, no. I haven't stuck with it.
So if I just dangle a $50 bill in front of your face, will you keep running for it?
Don't eat that pizza. You have this. Okay. It was the end of 30 days, and we weighed in. We took our measurements and our pictures and everything else that you'll never see.
Ever.
Ever.
Never, ever. Like, all these people who are like, oh my gosh, look at me. I was so huge, and now I'm so thin. Props to you. You have lots of confidence. No one needs to see that on me.
It was a big, big boost at the end of this 30 days.
It was. I got up Friday morning really early. I do a Bible study, and it means that I'm out of the house by 5:30. So I was already up around 4:30, just getting ready and everything. And I went and I had weighed myself. So then I'm trying to wake Brad up because I was leaving to go out of town. So I wanted to get measurements and everything done before I left, since I wouldn't see him again until Sunday.
Yeah.
And we wanted results. So I went in the bedroom and I'm like, wake up. It's time to get up. And he's like,
grumble.
And I was like, I weighed myself. And he like pops one eye open. I was like, yes. He looked at me and goes, I don't want to play this game.
I didn't.
And he goes, I don't know, 5 pounds. And I said, no, I lost. Should I say it?
Say it.
I lost 20 pounds.
Woo woo.
And then the next thing I know, I don't think I have seen him move that fast in I don't know how long. He was out of bed and on the scale.
Well, I sat up and I was like, are you serious? Like, I was super excited for you because
I didn't feel like I'd lost anything. Yeah, my clothes weren't really fitting differently. I didn't feel like I lost much. I figured I'd lost like 5 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, going in, you were just kind of like, oh, yeah, probably haven't lost much. And I mean, we had talked that guys typically lose it much faster than women. So you thought, well, you're going to end up losing like 50 pounds and I'm going to lose like 2.
Which is what typically happens.
So I went and weighed myself after that and I'm down 25 pounds.
Woohoo!
So, woohoo! It's a good feeling, especially after this 30 days of something new and going, okay, is it working? I feel better.
Like, and see, that's different. You noticed
I did.
That. I've remained gassy. I've remained bloated. I'm not as sneezy as I was, but I'm still sneezy. Like, obviously something I'm eating, my body is still like, hey, don't do that. But I don't know what it is.
I wouldn't say that I'm like super energetic and want to jump around, but I don't have that sluggishness in the afternoon like I would have when I'm, you know, just eating crap.
They talk about if you look at Whole 30 websites or if you read their books, like I think they call it tiger blood, like you're supposed to get this super like, hey, I'm in the zone feeling. That never happened for me.
Like, you're supposed to just be in the zone and focused.
You just feel great and you have all this energy and you're like the best version of yourself. That never happened for me. But I think for you, there was a moment where a flip switched and you could see this huge difference.
It did. And in my mind, I could feel that. I think it was more, you know, once you start people telling you, like, have you lost weight? Like, they physically see it and you're like, well, you know, I do feel better. And then you notice like some clothes getting a little looser. And then you just kind of, for me at least, I was like, okay, this is working. I'm focused in. I can do this. I'm not going to eat crap. Although that night one, our youngest was staying the night at a friend's house, and my oldest was like, I want to go to Chick-fil-A. And I was like, oh, all right, sure.
Because he had a basketball game, so you weren't coming home.
Yeah. So as a celebration, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about going someplace else for myself. I'll just get a salad here and do their vinaigrette and just at least just kind of make it not just a chicken sandwich and french fries.
Which is fair.
Which, by the way, their chicken, after not eating anything really for 30 days, was...
Anything with sugar.
Yeah, super sweet. Their chicken's super sweet. And the next morning, I felt awful. Like, my stomach just turned, and I just did not feel good at all.
I was out of town, and I was getting text messages like he was Mr. Hungover. He's like, I feel so bad. I can't believe what I did last night. I'm like, what did you do? You went to a third grade basketball game.
I think I was out, like, on some binger or something, and all I had was a Chick-fil-A salad.
The other results that we did were inches, and I lost 8.75 inches total. Do you remember what you lost?
I don't remember what I lost.
He lost 15.5 or something like that, like total.
Overall inches.
Overall inches, but he lost 5 inches off of his stomach. So when people kept saying, I can really tell you've slimmed down, they really meant it.
Again, it feels good. And it makes you just want to keep going because you're like, oh, it's working. We have decided... I mean, we've said this already, that we're sticking to this whole 30 and these eating habits, especially after the Chick-fil-A that day. I don't want to feel like that again. Super Bowl Sunday, you know, is a big, we went to a Super Bowl party, and I made 2 completely whole 30 compliant dips to take with me. So I was like, I'm going to eat these. And if they have other stuff like vegetables and stuff like that, I will eat that. But I'm not going to gorge myself, so I feel awful again.
And I went the opposite route.
You did.
I decided that day started poorly because I tried to go, my dad wanted to go to IHOP for breakfast. And I went to IHOP and I was like, you know what? I can still try to be compliant here. And I was like, I'm just going to get 2 eggs. So I asked the lady, I said, hey, I'd like 2 eggs over medium. Do they cook them in butter? And she's like, I don't know. I think so. I said, well, did they have to? Like, could you just put them on the grill top? Yeah. And she's like, I don't know. Let me go ask. She comes back and she goes, well, they said they could do butter or they could deep fry them for you.
Because that's going to make it even better.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm like, how do you cook your potatoes? She goes, well, we can deep fry those too. I said, forget it. I'll have an omelet and a pancake, please.
But, I mean, you were at an IHOP in, you know, Illinois somewhere to where, like, I think the mentality is, depending on where you're at, people aren't going to think of how to cook things. Like, when you went off to Arizona for school, like, they didn't think, what's Whole 30? What's healthy eating?
I didn't even try to explain that. I mean, I was in the middle of an IHOP on a Sunday morning.
And I think it's funny that the response is, okay, we won't cook it in butter for you, but we'll drop it in our hot oil.
Uh-huh. They were all about it. They were so willing to help me. And then I just said, forget it.
That is full America right there. We'll just fry it.
We'll fry it. That'd be great. So that's how Sunday started for me. And I was like, you know what? We had agreed that for the whole 30, we were going to do 90-10. And me being the legalistic one, I broke that down. 90% of meals. Mm-hmm. If you say you have
3 meals a day,
so 21 meals a week, my 10% would be 2.1 meals. So I decided that breakfast was going to be one of my 2 meals. And then that just turned into me being sleepy on the drive back and a little bit bored and really warm because it decided to be sunny and 70 degrees.
And then we went to the Super Bowl party immediately when you got home.
Immediately. I walked in the door. He's like, so are we doing this? I was like, doing what? I'm going to bed. He's like, we have a Super Bowl party to go to. And introvert with capital I, me, was like, no, no, no. My bed is calling my name. No people. but I went.
So we got to the party and you were like, forget this. I'm just going to eat.
They had pigs in a blanket and I don't know what the blanket was made of, but it was delicious.
So you turned that into kind of a cheat day.
I did. And then I had a brownie. It was one of the best brownies I've ever eaten.
But how did you feel later?
I was fine, actually.
Oh, well, darn you. It
didn't bother me at all.
I get sick off of a Chick-fil-A salad and you eat a brownie and you're fine.
But you need to be honest and say the other things you ate that weren't on program this weekend.
This weekend, I had a couple of French fries.
And some chips.
Which aren't as good as I remember them being. Well, I will honestly say that.
That's good.
I ate a couple of my kids' chips, yes. They were right, but I didn't feel the need to be like, oh my gosh, I need a whole bag of chips just to like shovel into my mouth. Like I tasted them and I was like, I was good.
On my drive to Illinois, I just snacked on pistachios in the shell and I was great. And then the next day I had a get together with a bunch of people and it was easy for me to stay on program there. I brought some stuff and they had olives there, and I continued to munch on my pistachios, and I was fine. And then it was the Sunday and the drive back. And then I tried to eat the pistachios again, and then I started getting that itchy throat thing, and I was like, maybe it's just too many nuts. I can't have too many nuts.
Maybe that's it. Maybe.
I don't know.
Both the dips I made were good. I made a chicken enchilada one that needed a little more sauce to it.
A lot more sauce to it.
I put way too much chicken.
It had a good flavor.
Yeah. And then I made a dairy and cheese-free spinach artichoke dip that was really tasty. And other people at the party tried it and said, oh, this is really good. I was like, yeah, it doesn't have any cheese in it. It was mayonnaise, nutritional yeast, garlic, artichokes, and spinach. That's it.
And if you like spinach artichoke dip, you will probably really like it.
Correct. And you do not.
No.
So, but you tried it and you were like, yeah, not my thing.
No, not at all.
It was good. I just dipped vegetables in it and I was happy.
One of the things that I loved at the party we were at, we had brought with us just a whole plate of vegetables.
Yeah, I cut up peppers and cucumbers to dip in our
dips. The kids who kept running by and grabbing the peppers and the cucumbers. Not the adults. It was the kids. And that's what they wanted. And we're like, woohoo, go kids.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, can you bring my kids with you to come eat this stuff?
They can view that this happened.
That it's okay to eat this stuff.
And then one of the other kids there made an olive tapenade that was delicious. I love olives. So I was in heaven, but I only let myself have a little spoonful of it. But it was so good.
Come beginning of the week, we got back on board. I mean, I was back on board on Sunday, but we got back on board.
Blah, blah. Until like turning the knife, just shove it in and turn it a little bit.
Until today, our oldest had a lacrosse meeting, and it was kind of like a pizza party get together kickoff for he's going to start playing lacrosse. And both of us were just like, let's get some pizza. We're here. It's, you know, 7:00
every other family is sitting here eating pizza.
Which we got pizza and we ate it. I didn't feel so good as we left. I feel fine now, but I will say I felt like I gained all my weight back. Like my stomach just felt like, bleh, like there was a big rock in it.
Yeah. I really like pizza, but I want a specific kind of pizza and this was not it.
That was not it. Yeah, exactly.
This was kind of like a fancier Totino's party pizza.
Yeah. Although doing, you know, the few times I've eaten off and I'm just like, meh. It doesn't make me want to like jump off and be like, okay, I need to have pizza. I need to have chips and this and that snack food again. I'm like,
today,
can continue on.
Today was a day. And it wasn't necessarily a bad day. It was just super busy. And there were things that were just not great. And a college rep showed up and was like, we just want to thank you. It's National School Counselor Week. And, you know, here. And they brought Holtman's Donuts, which if you're from Cincinnati, those are like the gourmet donuts. And
not the best donut in the city, I will admit it.
And no, I think we all have our favorites.
Everybody does.
But
yes.
I mean, they are good.
Yeah.
And so these boxes were sitting right there all day. And not like, hey, I can walk past them. fortunately, I was in a different room most of the day. Otherwise, they would have been like right on top of me. I didn't cave.
Good job.
Until the pizza.
Until the pizza. You were like, forget it. I made it through donuts, but pizza.
By the time pizza rolled around, I was just hungry. And their salads, honestly, the salads weren't compliant because they were iceberg lettuce.
I know last time you said you were going to do a breakdown of a year to year of what we spent. So last January we probably tried to not eat out as much, but we still ate out a lot. And this year it's more of healthier foods, which can cost a little more. So we were trying to see balance.
Okay, so here's the deal. When I really like data. So this is kind of fun for me. But when I looked at last year, it became pretty obvious to me that we went on one of our, we pretty frequently will say only cash, not using our card.
Yes.
So there were chunks of time last January where the only things that came out of our bank account were bills. So I'm pretty sure we were using cash. So with that noted, we did that some this year, but I kept track, knowing that I wanted to track this, mm-hmm. of what we spent where. So knowing that last January's is probably a little off, I can't believe I'm going to admit this because I'm really kind of embarrassed for us. Last January, eating out, so January 2nd to January 31st, mm-hmm. $688.
Okay.
This year, $179.
Huge difference.
Huge difference. Last year, grocery bill wise, this is another reason why I'm pretty sure we were using cash. I have a feeling that the eating out was probably more than what we even said. Grocery wise, last year in January, from January 2nd to January 31st, $678.
Okay, so a little over $1,300 total eating between the two that you could track.
Right, and they were pretty evenly split.
Yes.
This year, buying groceries, $1,330.48.
Okay.
So our grocery budget doubled.
Yes, but our eating out bill almost went away. Like, it went down 1/6 of what it was.
Definitely went down.
You can't account for cash, but
not from last year. This year I did.
I feel our spending was close to equal in both, but we're eating at home, making our own food, eating more fresh food than the year before.
The other thing that I will say is that I made it a point, since we've been doing Whole 30, almost everything I buy, unless it's a banana or something I'm going to peel, has been organic. The meat has been grass-fed or free-range, trying to make sure
there's nothing in it.
There's nothing in it, and locally sourcing things as much as we can.
Yes, yes.
That is going to be an increase in price, but I also think it's an increase in quality.
Looking at that comparison, I don't think that increase in price is that much compared to what we were spending before.
No.
And we were spending, you know, half as much on groceries, but the house was full of chips and Pop-Tarts and, you know, frozen pizzas and anything else that we could quickly make or eat.
I will put this plug out here. If anybody listening is in Cincinnati and you sell eggs from chickens that you have, I will buy them from you.
Oh, yeah.
For real. I will gladly buy eggs off of you. Even my kids can tell the difference. They're like, oh, are these the good eggs?
Yeah.
They can tell by the flavor and the texture, and they're all in.
And we have our 5K coming up in 2 weeks now. So we'll let you know how that goes in a couple weeks. My foot feels great. I haven't had any issues or soreness or anything like that. So slowly get back into the whole walking thing, not like full bore, but
Until
I do a 5K. We'll see.
Something will happen.
You can follow along to our journey on Twitter and Instagram. I use the Twitter more.
I use the Instagram
more. You can follow us at I'll Get a Burger on both of them. Email us at I'll Get a Burger at gmail.com. I love hearing from everybody. It's like we've said many times, it's nice.
You are holding us accountable.
Next week will be our first week in the next phase of the journey, past the 30 days. So we'll see how we do.
Will he get a burger?
Will I get a burger? Until next week, we'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye.